The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit down on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people from one another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it when we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those at his left hand, 'You that are accursed, depart from me into eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me, naked, and you did not give me clothing, sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?' Then he will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. This past fall, we have heard a lot of parables of judgment. Bridesmaids not having oil, servants not investing their talents, a wedding banquet where someone is tossed out for not dressing right. And today, on this last Sunday of the church year, very last Sunday, we call it Christ the King. It's a big Sunday. So on this last Sunday, as we wrap up the Gospel of Matthew, we get the sheep and the goats. One last parable of judgment before Jesus actually goes to Jerusalem. This is his last teaching. And one last parable of judgment before we get to start with the Gospel of Mark next week and the first Sunday of Advent of the new year. A few preachers are slightly excited. But before we get there, we have this one last parable asking us, are we prepared or not? So for several weeks, we've sat and listened to these difficult parables, and maybe you're like I am. And you wonder, am I the bridesmaid with the oil, or am I the one who doesn't have the oil? If I were at the wedding banquet, would I be enjoying the food, or would I be the one getting cast out into inner darkness? Would I be smart and actually know how to invest my talent, or would I have buried it in the ground because I was scared to mess up? Now, as I ask myself this question, I'm kind of thankful for today's parable because there's a part in it that I truly appreciate. If you are listening carefully, you'll figure out that we don't know which side we're on. The sheep had no idea that they were sheep, and the goats had no idea they were goats. The sheep didn't know when they had served Jesus, and the goats had no idea when Jesus had shown up and they had not served him. both sides are completely surprised. So let me be clear. I don't think that we should go around beating ourselves, trying to be a goat, or thinking that we're a goat, so that we can be surprised and get into heaven. Jesus was no fan of false modesty. Nor do I believe we should think I'm going to be a sheep and rest on the laurels of our good deeds, as Jesus was no fan of piety either. However, what I hear in this kingdom with not knowing, or what I hear in this parable with not knowing, is that the kingdom of heaven is not yet, and at the same time, the kingdom of heaven is already here. So our jobs as followers of Jesus, our jobs as Christians, is to continue to bring about the kingdom of God, to bring the light of Christ to those in need. Think about it. Every week, and some of you, I dare say, daily, pray this prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. We pray that every week. But what does thy kingdom come mean? Thy kingdom come happens when we follow Christ with all that we have, not just willing to show up on Sunday morning, but what we are willing to give God in our lives day in and day out. Thy kingdom come happens when we feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, when we welcome the stranger, when we clothe the naked, when we visit the sick and those in prison. Thy kingdom come happens when we shine the light of Christ. And by being Christians and doing what we are called to do, the kingdom of God becomes more visible, not just to those who we are helping, but to ourselves. But the New Testament challenges us to go even further. Ezekiel today tells us that we need to not only care for those in need, but we need to engage in acts of justice so that we're actually doing something so that there are less people who are hungry and naked and homeless and ill and in prison. In short, as we approach this season of thanks and giving, followed by that great cultural season of even more giving. And it's good to give, blessed even, I hear. But with our giving, how are we participating in the justice that doesn't just give a glimpse of the kingdom of God, but cements the kingdom of God as a foundation for our actions in our lives? Now, we engage in a lot of outreach here, and I am thankful for that, as are the recipients. We make sandwiches for AIDS patient, dinner for the homeless at Neighbor to Neighbor, snacks for Las Familias, houses for Habitat, and if you look into the new year, we're hoping to add in Family Promise to aid homeless families, and Laundry Love to wash the clothes of all who can't afford to do their laundry. When was the last time you threw your clothes into the wash and realized it was a privilege? And yet, the challenge of the readings of our scripture today is not to stop with outreach. The challenge as Christians is to ask the harder question of not just what services can we render to those in need, but how can we bring about the end of inequality? And we don't like to ask that question. We just want to go do what we can do and then feel good about it. But the gospel presses us further. How can we bring an end of those who don't have a need, have enough to eat? How can we be sure that everyone actually has clean drinking water and enough water to grow our food? When we wrestle with these questions and make ourselves vulnerable to actually make changes in our life, then I believe we become the true sheep of our shepherd. When we wrestle with these questions and begin to look at how our lives, I believe our lamps are filled, as is our neighbor's. Our talents are well invested, as well as our neighbor's. And our wedding garb is as perfectly acceptable as what will come out of the washing machines at Laundry Love. Now, in the kingdom of God, there are no quick fixes or easy answers to what ails our world or how we are to bring about justice. And yet, that's just what Jesus and the prophet Ezekiel call us to today, to continue the work of justice. We are to continue to ask ourselves and our communities the hard questions about how we engage justice, so that we can, as our baptismal covenant tells us to do, so that we can respect the dignity of every human being. You may not have the answer. I know I don't have the answer. Yet together, in discussion, in prayer, in conversation, in actually stopping to think, we may find new ways of living that support not just ourselves, but more importantly, those in need, and in turn, the kingdom of God. Which brings me back to this being the end of the church year. And as it is the end of the church year, what do we like to do? Make resolutions, right? Exactly. So I'm going to challenge you to make a resolution as we go into this new year. And it's only for 4 weeks. Actually, I'd like to challenge you to 52, but I say start with 4. I want you to take the next 4 weeks of Advent and struggle with the hard questions of just not care, but justice. With every mailer that comes asking you to give, with every bell ringing at a door, not just what are you giving, but how are you participating in the justice that brings the kingdom of God around? Take Advent not just to give to causes you care about, but to think and act to change what you do for justice for those who need our care. Take Advent to be prayerful about where thy kingdom come is not only coming into your life, but where are you being called to shed light on the kingdom for others? Take Advent to make sure your oil lamps are filled, your talents are put to good use, your wedding robe is waiting for that surprise invitation, and your heart is ready to celebrate once again that Christ is indeed our King. Amen.